Conservationists are warning Australia's wildlife has been decimated by the bushfires this summer. Mapping is now underway to find out just how badly our native animals and their habitats have been hit. And today, the federal government's announced an initial $50 million from its Bushfire Recovery Fund will go towards helping wildlife and land management. With more, I'm joined by political reporter Alexandra Beach. Alex, firstly, can you give us some more details of this announcement from the Environment Minister today?
Yes, Sam. So the $50 million you mentioned is going towards an initial response to what's expected to be quite extensive bushfire damage to native plants and animals. That money is going to be coming out of the $2 billion bushfire response fund that the government had already announced. And the Environment Minister, Susan Lee, has stressed it is an initial commitment. So there could be further funding on the way as the extent of the damage starts to become clearer. Now, as you mentioned, conservationists are already saying that native animals have been decimated over the past few months, that their habitat and the plants they rely on have been badly burnt out. So they're already warning that really more money is going to be needed here as this progresses. But for the meantime, half the money announced today is going to be going towards supporting wildlife rescues, zoos, conservation volunteers and the like with the work that they do. The other half is going towards an emergency intervention fund. Basically, the money in that will be spent on things like weed control or baiting feral cats, trying to help those surviving populations to recover. And overall, this is the latest in a series of announcements that we've had from the federal government about how the money from that broader bushfire fund is going to be used. For example, there was $76 million yesterday towards mental health and trauma services, and we are expecting there to be more announcements coming out over the next few days.
And at that announcement this morning, the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has been fielding questions on the government's broader response to climate change. What did he have to say?
Well, he has very much stuck to the lines that the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was using yesterday in his interview on Insiders, really. That is, he's acknowledged that there are going to be lessons learnt out of these fires and that Cabinet will consider calling a Royal Commission, the plan being that that inquiry would look in part at the role that climate change has played here. But like the Prime Minister yesterday, Josh Frydenberg is stressing that a Royal Commission would be more focused on things like the role of the federal government in the bushfire response, how the Defence Force is deployed for national disasters, that sort of thing. And he's also sticking to his guns on emissions targets, saying that Australia will meet and beat its current targets. So no changes there at this stage either. Here's a little of what he had to say.
We believe you can reduce emissions, and we are reducing emissions, without compromising jobs, without new taxes. That's where our focus is at. We are seeing a smaller carbon footprint across the economy. At the same time, our population's been growing and our economy's been growing. But we absolutely need to manage this transition in a very sensible way. And the Prime Minister yesterday used the term balance.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. And Alex, the government's also taken a hit in the latest news poll. Has there been much reaction to that this morning?
Yes. So today's news poll has the coalition falling behind Labor on a two-party preferred basis for the first time since the election, 49-51. Now, keeping in mind that polls have been treated with a healthy degree of scepticism since they predicted Labor was going to win the federal election last year, and we are obviously several years away from the poll that really matters, the next election, this has still provoked questions to government MPs today, in particular, whether they think that this hit reflects perhaps a bit of a slap down by the community over the way the government's handled these bushfires. And Josh Frydenberg was asked about that this morning. Here's what he had to say.
Well, we've heard the message loud and clear from the Australian people. They want to see the federal government adopt a very direct response to these natural and national disasters. And that's what we're doing.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, and before him, our political reporter, Alexandra Beach.